The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.'" The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on us? My dear brothers and sisters, today, besides being the 29th Sunday in ordinary time, we celebrate also, or we join the church around the world on what we call the Sunday mission, mission for Sundays. A Sunday mission. So in 1926, Pope Pius XI instituted Mission Sunday for the whole church with the first worldwide mission. And so this Sunday mission takes place next to the last Sunday in October. So that's today. Now, what does this has to do with us? Since we are not, technically, we are not in a mission, we are here. Well, the theme for this month of missions it's baptized and sent. What does that mean for us? How many of you have been sponsors for baptism, for children in baptism? Or how many of you have brought children to be baptized? I'm sure everybody. And so when we come to bring the children to the church and the priest asks us, "What do you ask from the church?" Baptism. And then after that, we have to profess the faith. And so what does that mean for us as sponsors or as baptized people of God? That means that when we were baptized, we share in the life of Christ, in everything that the church teaches, and we are responsible for these things to be spread out around the world, beginning with the children that we just baptized. So that's why the Pope has said, we are baptized and so we are sent. Every Sunday when we come here after the Mass, we are sent out. So all of us are part of missions. And it's not difficult to do it. See, we might ask ourselves, why the readings are not about sending off of the disciples or about missionary activity, but it's about prayer. Well, I think it's very timely that we have these readings. Why? Because now nobody wants to pray. When people come to me asking me, "Father, I need to do some penitence or some sacrifice. That's why I'm not eating. That's why I'm fasting. That's why I gave this up." I tell them, kneel down and pray 1 hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. 5 minutes is more sacrifice for them than giving up something else, than giving up food. It's more sacrifice. So If you paid attention to the first reading, it was Moses and these people who were going to war. Why? Because they were fighting for justice. They were going to a place where God was promised them. Now, where are we going? We have been promised heaven through Jesus Christ. And we are also in a war. And if we are also in this spiritual war so that we can go to heaven, imagine all of those people around the world who have nothing to eat, who have no place to sleep, who have nothing to wear. That's those people are represented on the widow that is on the gospel. The widow in Old Testament, they are vulnerable people. And the Old Testament scriptures tells us many warnings not to oppress these people. Why? Because God knows that they need our help. And so what is there left for us to do? Prayer, my dear brothers and sisters. Prayer of intercession. John Paul II once said, when he was in a convention with religious women, he told them, "You are like a big tree with big roots. That people come to you and they get protected. They are under the shade of this big tree, but only a few of them, if none, nobody, they only look up, they see the splendor of this big tree, but they do not realize how big the roots should be in order for that tree to stand." This is also the what prayer is in the missionary activity. We might go around the world doing mission, but if there is no prayer, the mission will not be fruitful. In the first reading, we have Moses going up the mountain. He told the people of God, "Go and do war. Go ahead and fight for justice while I'll go up there to pray." And he was holding the staff. That was the sign that God was with him. And what happened? He was getting weary. He was getting tired of praying because it's not easy. And so this is something very important that we need to know. The people of God himself that he was leading, they supported him so that he could be able to keep praying. My dear brothers and sisters, how many times have we asked ourselves, where are our missionaries here? The church is asking us to pray for missions, to pray for missionaries, to pray for vocations, but we ask ourselves, where are they? I tell you, so many times the church has sent the missionaries to places, and what do? We destroy them. Look at this media. Instead of doing something so that we can gather together to pray or to do some missionary work for these people, or for the church itself that is getting divided, that is getting broken, what do? We criticize, sometimes without even knowing what is exactly going on in the church, what is exactly going in the government. We just comment and do and make our opinions without knowing. Wouldn't it be better just to trust in God and pray for these people? Pray for us who are on this side, and that we get attacked every moment so that we can do our missionary work as God wants us to do. See, that's the need of prayer, of intercession. Yes, we are charged with this mission for all of you, but we need of your help. These people around the world, they need our help, not only financially, but prayer, prayer, prayer. Why do we don't have this missionary with new vocations? Because there is a lack of prayer at home. Because there is a lack of prayer in the church for these things, for the missions itself. See, any kind of mission will not be fruitful if prayer is lacking. Even if it's a simple mission as every day going to work so that we can get the bread to our family. The mission of having a holy marriage will not be fruitful if prayer is lacking. Our mission to go to heaven will not be fruitful if prayer is lacking. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's not get weary. Let's not get tired of praying for each other. The mission is not only out there. It's also here. Ourselves. I bet you that at least one that is seated right now in this parish is in need of prayer. But we get caught up in our own things that we forget that we are also sharing in the life of Christ, so that we also should sacrifice and think of others. So when we go to pray, my dear brothers and sisters, I ask you to please ask the Lord to give you the talent, to give you the grace of prayer of intercession. Why? Because a prayer of petition, anyone can do it. Everyone does it. It's spontaneous. Nobody needs to tell us you need to pray for your needs. We do it right away. But the prayer of intercession is, like Jesus said, is a prayer that is persistent. It's a prayer that you know that the Lord will hear you when, we don't know when, but if we keep persistent and we keep praying, one day justice, help, and grace will come. So my dear brothers and sisters, once again, I ask you to please pray for us. And pray for the whole mission of the church. Not only this month that is the month of missions, but every day, the whole year round, so that missions can come about fruitful. For who? For those who need. So what do we pray for? For missions, for justice, for peace of the world, and for our own mission, which is to get to heaven.